another change to rugby. World Rugby has announced, apparently, effective immediately, that men will be able to wear tights or leggings. It's the abrasions from artificial turfs, apparently. There are too many skinned knees here. The former All Blacks coach, John Hart, is with us on this. Morning, John.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Very well. Wouldn't have tolerated it in your day, would we?
No, I mean, I used to have problems when people wore different coloured boots. So, you know, imagine different coloured leggings. I can't imagine it.
Do you think they'll take... I mean, first of all, how much artificial turf is top-level rugby played on? There can't be much.
No, there's clubs in Europe that have got artificial surfaces, and that's where the problems come. And, you know, you can understand probably the reaction to that with the abrasions that are caused by that sort of surface. But, you know, it's been extended to everyone. I guess in this year, this age of equality, Mike, you know, women have been able to wear leggings and tights and rugby for some time. So maybe it's just time for equality.
And do the men, the All Blacks, they're on their way to Washington. It's autumn in that particular part of the world. Would it be an injury type thing, or would it be a cold thing? Would it restrict you badly?
Yeah, you do see players wearing them in practice, and that's to protect for, you know, to protect maybe you've got a wound or something, yeah. But also for warmth. So, look, they won't do, I think, definitely in really cold weather, you could see them come into being because, you know, they would help with warmth. But otherwise, I don't think there's any proof that they are injury prevention in their own right.
No, while I've got you, tap into your expertise. Wales, Italy, Ireland, France, will we roll them all?
I think the big game will be France. Yeah. I think that'll be a fantastic match. I think France are the team on the rise, and I think they're going to be really very hard to beat in the World Cup. So I think we will beat them all, but the last game is the one that will be the key game.
And as a tour then, if that happens, given what happened with South Africa, of course, as a tour, a success?
Look, I think they are building really well. South Africa was a blip and it showed some weaknesses, which they'll have to address. But, you know, they go into Europe knowing those weaknesses now. So they've got a really good opportunity to develop that and counter the physicality that probably they didn't quite deal with in that South African test.
Exactly. Always a pleasure, mate. Good to catch up. Appreciate it very much. John Hart, the former All Blacks coach, with us this morning.